This Missouri Net Sports Report is presented by St. James Winery. Missouri grown, nationally awarded. Pick up a bottle and try Missouri's most awarded winery today, St. James Wine.
Missouri Net Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. Chiefs rookie left tackle Josh Simmons had successful surgery on his fractured dislocated wrist. He's now on injured reserve, sidelining him after that loss to Dallas. This poses a challenge for Andy Reid going up against a good Houston defense.
Well, it starts up front. They've got an active front. I think their linebackers, likewise, are tuned in. They can run. They're solid. I think they all work together.
The Texans rank first in the NFL in total yards allowed per game and points allowed per game. Mizzou football locked in 19 new signees for the 2026 season. And once again, Eli Drinkwitz brings in a top 25 recruiting class from 13 states, including three in-state prospects. Eli says high school recruiting will always be important to building a roster.
Okay, how do I go in the portal and either A, replace people who are wanting to leave, or B, fill in gaps that maybe we weren't as right on in their development, or their development has slowed or not been as fast as we anticipated. So, you know, I think we're kind of in this 18 to 22 range of high school players each year, and that's probably what it will be moving forward.
The bowl-bound Missouri State Bears brought in 16 new additions for Ryan Beard's class of 2026. Mizzou men's basketball getting ready for their Sunday showdown with 21st-ranked Kansas at T-Mobile Center. The Tigers are 8-1 on the season after Tuesday's road loss to Notre Dame. Tip-off scheduled for noon. Mizzou women's basketball will face Cal in the third annual ACC-SEC Challenge tonight at 8 p.m. at Mizzou Arena. The Tigers are 7-2. Coach Kelly Harper just picked up career win 400 with the Tigers' win over Northwestern. And the Blues are in Boston tonight. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.